Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, May 29th, 2020. It's the end of our birthday week, and thanks to everyone who has donated so generously, most recently including Maria, Glenn, and Kevin. We do hope we can do a listener meetup again soon. Now on to the news. Yesterday, the Berlin Senate initiated further relaxations of the corona measures. Starting tomorrow, Saturday, freedom of assembly will be guaranteed again in its original form. The current upper limit of 100 participants in demonstrations will be abolished. However, social distancing will continue to apply. Pubs, bars, gyms, commercial sports facilities, dance and ballet schools, and sports schools will be able to reopen with restrictions from June 2nd. Drinks may only be offered and consumed at tables, and guests must be seated. Pubs and restaurants will be permitted to open from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Until now, restaurants have had to close at 10. Clubs and similar establishments will remain closed. In gyms, customers must maintain a 3-meter distance from each other. Showers may not be used, and wellness offers like spa services remain prohibited. According to the Berlin Chamber of Industry and Commerce, or the IHK, there are 572 fitness and sports studios in the capital. Sport in groups is again possible for up to 12 people starting June 2nd, both outdoors and in gymnasiums. Training sessions may only be carried out individually, in pairs, or in small groups of no more than 8 people while guaranteeing the minimum distance. Open-air events, such as concerts or film screenings with up to 200 participants, are possible also from June 2nd, with up to 500 participants from June 16th, and with up to 999 participants from June 30th. These upper limits and dates also apply to congresses, trade fairs, and special markets. Events in closed rooms with up to 150 people are permitted from June 2nd and with up to 300 from June 30th. Large events with more than 1,000 participants will remain prohibited until August 31st. Cinemas may reopen from June 30th. The prerequisite is the presentation of a protection and hygiene concept. Relaxation is also planned for certain family gatherings, such as funerals, baptisms, or weddings. Up to 50 people are to be able to take part in such event-related celebrations. Church services are also slowly getting back to normal. Open-air church services will be possible without limitation of the number of participants, starting presumably in mid-June. This will also apply to religious events in churches, mosques, or synagogues. So far, the number of participants for services in buildings is limited to 50. The contact restrictions in Berlin will be extended until July 4th, but at the same time, they will be further relaxed. Starting tomorrow, people from 2 households or a total of 5 people will be allowed to meet. Up to now, 2 households or a maximum of 2 persons who do not come from 1 household are permitted. Interior Senator Geisel emphasized that all other regulations decided yesterday will also apply until July 4th for the time being. People are still required to keep at least 1.5 meters distance from each other. He also said that there will still be an obligation to wear face and mouth protection on public transport, in shops, and supermarkets. Should the infection situation in Berlin change significantly, tougher regulations will be reintroduced. Self-employed persons, freelancers, and micro-entrepreneurs have paid back around 75 million euros to the Investitionsbank Berlin, or IBB. According to the IBB, the sum comes from almost 11,000 people. Under the emergency aid program, too, they were entitled to up to 9,000 euros from state and federal funds for up to 5 employees, or 15,000 euros for up to 10 employees. Emergency aid may be spent on operating costs, but not on subsistence. Money not used must therefore be remitted after 3 months at the latest. By the beginning of May, around 4,100 applicants who had received emergency aid from the bank had already repaid excess money. At that time, the bank did not assume that fraud had been attempted, but that business owners accidentally applied for too much money. The IBB thus referred to media reports about individual cases in which entrepreneurs had wondered about overpaid emergency aid. The applications for subsidies offer several payment levels and can be combined with federal funds. The Investitionsbank Berlin has so far processed around 207,000 applications and disbursed a good 1.76 billion euros, most of it to small businesses with up to 5 employees. Another 7,000 applications are currently waiting to be processed. On average, the applicants received 8,502 euros. On Tuesday, teachers over 60 years of age, pregnant women, and other risk groups must return to schools. This was announced by the Senate Education Administration in a circular letter to all general education and vocational schools. The letter states, quote, "It's in our common interest to have the healthy and operational staff available in the schools in the coming weeks." At the beginning of the pandemic, the Robert Koch Institute recommended that school employees over the age of 60, pregnant women, and people with previous illnesses belong to risk groups and should stay at home. This recommendation has now been adjusted by the RKI because it is assuming that it is not possible to make a general determination on the classification of risk groups. For the Senate Education Administration, this means that the people must present a doctor's certificate if they want to stay at home. Earlier this week, the tabloid Bild Zeitung accused Germany's leading virologist, Dr. Christian Drosten, of mistakes in an investigation into the risk of infection by children and called the study, quote, grossly wrong. Drosten, who works at the Charité, rejected the accusations and spoke of a campaign being run against him. Three of the four scientists who were quoted by Bild immediately distanced themselves from the subsequent coverage and thanked Drosten for his work. Now, Mayor Mueller, too, has backed Drosten, calling him, quote, recognized worldwide as a virologist that the Senate was lucky to have as an advisor. Particularly in the early days of the corona crisis, Drosten worked closely with the Berlin Senate and informed the state government about the latest developments in research. The Charité team has contributed a great deal to the public's better understanding of the corona pandemic and hence of science and to the understanding of decisions. The test for the virus developed by Drosten's team is in use worldwide. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back on Tuesday. Thanks for listening.